Starting Bezus Hashem,
Bum Mitzvah Daf Nun Hey, and we'll begin about 10 lines up from the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beis, continuing with the Sugyos of Chemish, where we're discussing Maaser Sheni specifically, and that was brought in context of the Mishnah, where we discussed Aina on Mamain, and we discussed that even if you have a coin that is Yesh by Aina, you could still use it to be paid the Maaser Sheni, because anyone who doesn't accept it, it's still considered a proper coin, she'ino nefesh ra, that anybody who doesn't accept it is a nefesh ra. And that really segued us into the sugya of chemish. We had many different discussions in regards to the chemish. When you're being paid them, ma'aser sheni, what's the minimum amount? Is it ein be, do you have to have a shava pruta in the amount that you're being paid that, or is it in the chemish? Then we discussed chemish milagava milabar. We wanted to know, is the chemish ma'akid pidyin? We discussed that. We wanted to know in regards to when you have restrictions on the Karen, do you have restrictions on the Chaimish as well? For instance, that Hekdesh is not Neschala on Karka. What about, can you use Karka for the Chaimish? And Chaimish Shal Truma, meaning that you have to pay back Chulin. What about on the Karen, you always have to pay back Chulin. What about the Chaimish? And we got into the Sugya of paying, do you pay a chaimish on a chaimish? We had, based on different sugyas, hektish, truma, meiser, it's not even discussed. We wanted to know by hektish, by gezel, we know that you're going to pay a chaimish on a chaimish. And that's what we were up to discussing. And we did segue into that there's no chaimish when it comes to hektish on hektish sheni. So on hektish rishon, the Gemara was paishit that you would pay a chaimish on a chaimish. But when you talk about hektish sheni, when that was brought in with the din of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that it's hamakdish v'loy es hamatfis, that you only pay chaimish on hektish rishon, when you're something that was made hektish and you're now paid it, but if it's matfis, if it got its kedusha from something else, that's called hektish sheni, and there is no chaimish, no din chaimish on that. So tani tana kamedu Rabbi Lazar, v'im ba'behema hatameya, if you have a behema that is tame, ufada ba'akecha, and you are paid there, Be'erkecha, its value, right? So you're being paida like a behema tmeya. So the pasuk is discussing if you're paida behema tmeya, then you're going to pay chaimish. Ma behema tmeya miyuchedes, it's miyuchud shetchilasai hektish. It's original hektish, meaning you went ahead and you were makdish a behema tmeya. Now, of course, a behema tmeya cannot be brought, it's a non kosher animal, can't be brought as a korban on a mizbeach, but it can be kodesh by the kabayas. And then Hektish would sell it and recognize the money. So if you're being paid to that from Hektish, you would pay a chaimish on a behema tmeya. The cool, so we're saying that this is the typical case of where you're going to pay a chaimish. Meaning, ma behema tmeya miyuchedes shetchilasai Hektish, it's original Hektish, you made it in to Hektish. V'kula l'shamayim, and it's kula l'shamayim, meaning it belongs to Hektish. Not the kabayas Hektish, but it's again, not kachim isbeach. Umayalin ba, and it's subject to mi'ila. Okay, af kol shetchilasei hektish v'kulul shemayim, something that is original hektish, meaning not as opposed to hektisheni, original hektish, and is kulul shemayim, mayalimba would be subject to mi'ila. And as we'll see, the Gemara is going to, we keep on using the lashon of mi'ila over here, but we're specific, what we really care about, and what's relevant to our sugya here is chaimish, and we'll see the Gemara will change it at the end. So when we say that what is a case that is subject to mi'ila, which really code word in our sugya means chaimish, what it really means is like a behema tmeya, that is the typical one. So behema tmeya is tchilas hektish and kula shemayim. So bishlam kula shemayim l'mute kachim kalim. So when we said kula shemayim that you're going to pay a chaimish when you redeem it from hektish, we're talking about that is. It has to be kulashmaim as opposed to what? Kachim kalim. Meaning kachim kalim because you still have kivan de islahu labaila migavayu less bu mi'ila. So it wouldn't be subject to mi'ila because they still have ownership. So it's not considered all hektish because the bailim still have some sort of bailos on it. Okay? And like we said, therefore it wouldn't be subject to mi'ila. Mi'ila is code word chaimish, so it wouldn't be subject to chaimish. Ela tchilas hektish lamu'ute mai. Tchilas hektish, what are we being memayin? Tchilas hektish, hu de isbe mi'ila, saif hektish, less ba mi'ila. Okay, that tchilas hektish doesn't have mi'ila. So only tchilas hektish has mi'ila, but not saif hektish. Now, if it came to mi'ila, it would make no difference if it's hektish, whether it's tchilas hektish, first round, or saif hektish, okay, or last round, meaning at any point, it comes in and out of Hekdesh. Will make no difference if it's Hekdesh Rishon, Hekdesh Sheni, Hekdesh Shlishi, right? Let's say you're Poy the Makdesh. So in any of these cases, it should always be subject to, belongs to Hekdesh, it should always be subject to Me'ilah. And therefore, the Gemara wants to suggest, Dilma Le'in Chaimesh Ka'amrit, right? We can't really be talking about Me'ilah because it would make no difference if it's Hekdesh Rishon or Hekdesh Sheni at that point. Right, it doesn't make a difference. Elamai must be in Dimelin Chaimish Kamrit Uchri Bishuv Levi. Maybe what this Tana, the Tani Tana Kamedu Rabbi Lazar, the Tana was teaching in front of Rabbi Lazar that he was mentioning. Maybe he was talking about Chaimish, and it wasn't really Miila Uchri Bishuv Levi that we know Chaimish is only paid on Tchilas Hekdesh and not on Hekdesh Sheni, only on Tchilas of Hekdesh Rishon, not Hekdesh Sheni, like we had in the Gufa before. So Amar Le, he said, yeah. Taka, you're right, in Hachikam. You know, that's what I meant. Okay, so what we're saying is that we have another Pasuk now, another Pasuk, and as a result, another Brisa. Okay, and actually, Tosfos wants to understand, we had a Pasuk, if you see in the Gufa, we brought in a Pasuk, Rabbi Yishuv and Levi brought in a Pasuk, Vim Hamakdish Yigal as base, Hamakdish, V'loi Hamatfis, and we have another Pasuk, that's telling us that when do you pay a chaimish? If it has two properties that are like a behemoth tmeya. Number one, it's tchilasei hekdesh. So it's first round hekdesh, hekdesh rishon. And it's kula l'shamayim, okay, meaning it's not l'mayit kachim kalim. So behemoth tmeya. So when you have something that is kula hekdesh and it's hekdesh rishon, then it's subject to chaimish, a second pasuk. Now, Tosfos mentions, why do you need two pasuk, and we already had a pasuk in the Gufa before, Abim Hamakdish V'lei Hamatvis. So Tosfos says, the Krel de la Il Mairi B'makdish Beisai, that was specific to a house, V'acha Mairi B'behemot Tmeo, the Havim Ataltalin, the Tzrichi. And Tosfos goes in to explain why you need two separate pasukim. Okay, but Al-Kabanim, it's another Makar, according to this, that only Hekdish Rishain is subject to Chaylish. Now the Gemara wants to understand that first in Amar Le'Rav Ashi Le'Ravina. So we said that the only time you're going to pay Hekdish, if it's like a Behemoth Tmeah, which is Hekdish Rishon. So the Gemara says, I don't understand Behemoth Tmeah, but the Chil is Hekdish Isa, Be'emtza Hekdish Lesa. It could be Be'emtza Hekdish as well. Meaning, and as Rashi speaks out, that you can't have a Behemoth Tmeah be Seif Hekdish. Seif Hekdish means it ends up on the Mizbeach. And obviously, a Behemoth Tmeah, dainu a pig, can't end up on the Mizbeach. So, but however, it can be Emtza Hekdish. It could be somewhere in the middle. Meaning, you could have something else, right? That it was matris to something else, and you were chayzer and you were paydeh. So you could have a emtza hekdesh. So amar le. So why are we saying that it's dafka beimetveya is only tchilas hekdesh? In other words, it's not seif hekdesh, but it could be emtza. It could be second round. It can't be end of the line hekdesh, but it could be somewhere in between. Amar le. So the Gemara says, but lefisha ena. Besayf hekdesh, because it's not besayf hekdesh. That's what we really mean. Only Ravachim yidipti l'ravina b'emtza hekdesh mia isa, but it is b'emtza hekdesh. It could be in the middle. B'loisef nami chaimish. So why don't we add a chaimish? In other words, if you're saying when do you add a chaimish, when it's like behemet meah could be hekdesh sheni as well, and that would go against what we just said that only hekdesh rishon pays. So amar le harei ukasayf hekdesh. It's like sayf hekdesh. Mas sayf hekdesh in a moisef chaimish. Af emtza hekdesh in a moisef chaimish. Amar le zutra berei the Rev Mari the Ravina, my chazus the medamis le sayf hekdesh. Why are you choosing? It's arbitrary. Why are you choosing to compare behemet meah to sayf hekdesh? Compare it to tchilas hekdesh. Nedami le tchilas hekdesh. Amar le misabel le sayf hekdesh. Havale le muye. It would make more sense to compare behemet meah to sayf hekdesh. Why? Shekain nitvas mi nitvas. Okay, because it got its kedusha from something else. It didn't come. What's tchilas hekdesh? Tchilas hekdesh is that it got its hekdesh. How did this behemoth tmeah become hekdesh? It's got its hekdesh ayidei someone saying, I'm giving this animal to hekdesh. Okay, so adrabba says the Gemara. L'tchilas hekdesh havelei l'dmuyei. Right, so the Gemara says that mistabel l'seif hekdesh shekain nitvas mi nitvas, because it got its kedusha through something else. Other rabbi tchilas hekdesh havelei l'dmuye. It should be that tchilas hekdesh came davar sheyesh acharav kedusha, medavar sheyesh acharav kedusha, because this behemoth tmeah you could have, it could translate into further hekdesh. Again, it can't get to seif hekdesh, but it could have something after it. So it should be more like tchilas hekdesh. So the Gemara says k'da amar rava. Okay, so you're right. You can't prove it, meaning from behemoth tmeah, from the fact that it's tchilas hekdesh, not seif hekdesh, because it could also be emtza hekdesh. And LMI says the Gemara, we can't compare the emtza hekdesh to tchila versus seif, right? There's no way to decide. Ella, let's go all the way back. Kedam or Rava, meaning, we are learning from this pasuk, Tani Tana Kamedu Rav Elazar, Bin Ba Behema, Hatameya, but you got the drasha wrong. It's not the fact that it's only tchilas hekdesh and Davar Shekulei Kula l'shamayim. Okay, that behema tmeya is the stereotypical thing that you would pay a chaimish on. So the rather, but where do I learn it from? That only hektish rishayin would you pay a chaimish on. Then by behema hatimea, it's the extra hay, the hatimea. The dam rabba ha'ela ela rishayna, that the pasuk when it talks about ha'ela is that the carbon tamid must be the tamid shal shachar must be the first carbon that is brought. Ha'ela ela rishayna hachanami hatimea tmea rishayna. Okay, so when we talk about hatimea, it's the first animal hektish rishayin that is the makar for how we know that there's chaimish only on hektish rishayin. Tanikavasa to Rishu ben Levi. We talk a silak Rishu ben Levi that only hektish rishayin first time around would get a chaimish. Again, just to remember, how did we bring that up? Because we wanted to know, what about the chaimish on the chaimish? Would you pay a chaimish on the chaimish? If let's say you wanted to be paid to the chaimish that previously came to hektish because it was paid to something from hektish, can you be paid to that chaimish? And the Gemara said, yes, the chaimish, yes. But a chaimish is not considered hektisheni. It's hektish rishon. It's its first time being hektish. So you can. Tanya kavasa de rishon malevi, that only hektish rishon would you be chayef to pay a chaimish when you paid it. Why? Because it says parazu tachas parashal hektish. Let's say you tried to exchange your para for para of hektish. Talazu tachas talashal hektish. You want to exchange it, right? Essentially, you want to be paid to the talas of hektish and give hektish a talas instead. Okay, hektishai padui. So it does work, right? You can switch, just like you can be paid there with money. Again, we're talking about bedik abayis. Obviously, a carbon you can't. That you would be into truma, into tamura. Sorry, that you would have, right? You would get into tamura where vayahu usmurasa yakodesh. That's if it's kachay mizbeach and it's a tam. But if we're talking about an object that is kachay bedik abayis, what we're saying is not only can you paid there with money, but you could be paid there with a like item. But the ad hektish on all yoina, that hektish has the upper hand, meaning if I'm just trading talus for a talus, so then hektish gets the better one. Parazu, but let's say you go ahead and, okay, meaning the whichever one's worth more, that has to be, hektish has to be made whole. Parazu b'chamesh slaim, tachas parazu shel hektish. So let's say I said, I'm putting a value to my para of 5 slaim, and I want to take the para of hektish. Talazu b'chamesh slaim, tachas talus shel hektish. Hektish podui. Okay, then it would actually work, even though you limited it to 5 sela. You're saying, I'm only giving something that's worth 5 sela, even though hektish does not get the upper hand. Okay, that's the way Tosfos learns. Rashi actually says both of them, that even in this case, it only counts as 5 sela, even if it's worth more than that, and then you have to make hektish whole on the difference in the money, right? Rashi says, Umiyu yad hektish al yayna, she'im damam al yisayim al demeha hektish, kana hektish, vim hektish yasar alayim yishalim al karcha, right? So we're going to look at the value, and you have to make hektish whole. Tosfos says that you don't have to make hektish whole in this case, since you attributed a value to it. It's only in the first case where we're going to say yad hektish al yayna, where it was even, you know, one for one, when you didn't ascribe a value to it. Okay, but either way, why do we bring this in? Because we want a tanya kavasa to show the lady that al hektish rishayin meisiv chaimish, al hektish sheni ain meisiv chaimish. And that was the sugya here that Rishu ben Levi said, that only on hektish rishayin do you add the chaimish. Okay, so now, in really continuing the discussion in regards to chaimshin, paying chaimshin, so the Gemara is going to say that certain things, okay, we're going to continue, that certain things are subject to chaimish, and are, but really, the mission is going to take a break for a second and talk about pruta. Ha'ina arba kesef. So we know that ha'ina is arba kesef. It's 4 out of 24, right? 1/6, that is ha'ina. Ba'ataina, no chiddush there. I think what I was going to say, there's no chiddush there. We're bringing this in agav the rest of the mission. Ha'ataina shtei kesef. That when someone is tainaing money, right? Someone is saying, you owe me money and I have a taina against you. And we're going to then subject the person to a shvua. Shvuas hadayanim. So the minimum taina in order to invoke a shvuas dayanim must be shtei kesef. Voidash avapruta. So we know that it's when do you swear? That's one of the shvuas. That's a shvua daraisa is moedim mitzvas. So the taina has to be two kesef, and the hoida has to be at least a shavapruta. Now chamesh prutas hein. There are 5 different instances where we talk about a pruta. Hoida shavapruta. So the hoida of a moedim mitzvas has to be a pruta, minimum pruta. Voisha miskadesh shavapruta. A woman needs Kedushin has to be Shavapruta. Vanena Basil, and Vanena Bashavapruta Mina Hektish Mual. That is the minimum amount from Mi'ila, as a Shavapruta, v'hamaitse Shavapruta, chai l'achra, somebody who finds a Metziah that's worth a Shavapruta, he has to do hachraz, he has to call it out, v'agrezel eskamer Shavapruta, v'nish balay, if somebody steals the Shavapruta, then, and he swears on it, but if he swears on a Shavapruta, yalechenu achra v'filu madai. Then we had, as the Gemara discussed in Bava Kama, that you have to chase him down to the ends of the earth to go ahead and return it. It's only if there is a minimum of a Shavapruta. Okay, now, Zakta Gemara, Tanina Chada Zinya. So we want to know, why is the Mishnah mentioning a Hayna Arba Kesef? So Hayna Arba Kesef, Me'asrin Ba'arba Kesef Lasela, Shtos Lamekach. Now remember, the Gemara had to figure out exactly how to read this case. We ended up saying that it's 4 on 24. So according to Rav, it would be 4 on top of 24. But either way, what we're saying is Hayna is a Shtos, okay, and therefore we already know this. So the Gemara says, oh, I'm bringing this because, why are we bringing in this mission here? Why did we mention Aina Arba Kesef in regards to Pruta? Because I needed to tell me that we're talking about minimum amounts of money, that Taina, on a Moedim Mitzvah, the Taina has to be Shtei Kesef, and the Aida has to be at least a Shavar Pruta, it's Trichalei. So the Gemara says, no, I don't need this Mishnah, I don't need this here either. Hanami Tanina, we already learned this. Shavuos HaDayanim. It's in Shavuos, that Shavuos HaDayanim HaTayin HaShtei Kesef HaDa Shavapruta. So I don't need a Mishnah here in Hazav to tell me this. This is already listed in Shavuos. The Inah part is already listed earlier in Hazav. So the Gemara says, so why is this Mishnah re-quoting this? We're bringing this in because we're saying, and this is Hoida is one of the five Prutas. Okay, Chamisha Pruta saying, as the Mishnah said, but listening to me, Aina Pruta. So why don't we mention Aina? Right, we're discussing Aina. Why don't we mention that Aina should be a Pruta? The minimum, meaning let's say the Mekach was Sheish Pruta, so the Aina would be a Pruta. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana Zaisameris, Ein Aina Leprutais. That there is no Aina Leprutais. V'levi Amar Yesh Aina Leprutais. So we have a machlokes here, whether or not there's Aina Leprutais. And Rav Kahana is bringing a Raya from the fact that it's missing Ein Aina Leprutais. Okay? Now, what would be the machlokes? So the Mefarshim explain that the question is, do we compare Aina to Gezel? Okay? That if you hold Ein Aina Leprutais, so Gezel is a Shavapruta, like we saw before. But Aina works with different. It's not just about money, it's about chashivos, right? It's at what point is a person no longer Meichel? When it comes to buying and selling, so even if it's a Mechira of six Prutais, and therefore the Aina would be 1/6 as a pruta, that a person would not be makbid on something like that when it comes to, yes, gezel, when it's being stolen from it, but if it comes in conjunction with the sale, it's then a chashivos, and therefore it's not considered chashiv enough to claim Aina on. Okay, but Levi, you would have to say yesh Aina leprutas, would have to say that it's compared to gezel, it's monetary issues, and therefore, just like by gezel, we say that the shir hashava is a for stolen is a pruta. So too, when it comes to Aina, it would be a pruta. Levi actually held Yesh and all the prutas, and he had a Mishnah, right? The Brisa that he had, to quote Chamesh Prutas Hain, he had Aina pruta, Haida pruta. So he had Aina there. We don't have Aina, right? We have five. We don't have Aina. Aina pruta, Haida pruta, Kedusha Isha pruta. So Haida and Kedusha Isha, that is the same. Begezel pruta, Yeshiva Sadayan pruta. So there's two differences between Levi and ours, right? Ours has Nenim and a Hektish, Shavapruta, and we have Mitzia. Levi doesn't have those two. Instead of those two, he has Yeshivas Hadayanim Pruta and Aina Pruta. Well, we know Aina Pruta because he holds Yesh Aina Leprutas, and the Tana of our Mishnah holds Aina Leprutas. Okay, Betana Didan, my time Aleikatani, Yeshivas Hadayanim. Now the question is, Levi listed Aina Prutas and Yeshivas HaDayanim. Why didn't we list Yeshivas HaDayanim, meaning to Kavina Bezdin, it has to be at least a Pruta, the case has to be at least a Pruta. Tana Le Gezel, okay, because he already said Gezel. Now Gezel is a monetary issue, and we're saying that the minimum is a Pruta. So too, that Nichla or not, meaning it would be no difference, it would be redundant to say Dayanim if I already have Gezel. So the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. Really? Our Mishnah has a problem with redundancies? Amilai Tani Gezel, the Katani Aveda. Well, our Mishnah says Gezel, the shear for Gezel to be Chayiv and Ashava is a Shava Pruta, and the shear for Mitzia to call it out is a Shava Pruta. Okay, so why? That would be redundant as well. So why are we saying that the reason our Mishnah didn't list Yeshivas HaDayanim is because we have one instance, the Hainu Gezel, we really have two instances of Shavu Pruta. So the Gemara says, right? Umilai Tani Gezel v'katani Aveda. Hanechit Strichalei. Right? So we're saying that, no, we need Gezel and we need Aveda. Meaning the point here is that Gezel is something specific. That the only time, if you stole and you swore denying it, then you have to chase the guy down. That would be a Shavar Pruta. Okay. Yelech Acharav. So it's telling you the din that you have to go chase him down from Hashava all the way to Madai. And by Aveda, there's something specific why I wanted to mention a Shavar Pruta. I might say Aveda, Shavar Pruta, Chayav L'Hachriz. That if you find an Aveda, that's a Shavar Pruta, you have to call it out. V'afagav dizol, even if it goes down afterwards, if it, when you found it, it was worth a Shavar Pruta, it would be Chayav L'Hachraza. So again, there's two specific dinim about Gezel and about Aveda that the Mishnah wanted to list them separately to tell us the Chidushim, that Gezel, you have to go all the way to Madai to return it when you swore on it, and Aveda, that even if it goes down in value later, you still have to do Achraza if when you found it was a Shavar Pruta. And therefore, I have two different instances of monetary matters, Gezel and Aveda, that says Shavar Pruta. But Levi, my time, Elotani, Aveda, Bepruta. So why didn't Levi say Aveda, Bepruta? So Gemara says, Tani, Le, Gezel, because he already said Gezel, and he's going to hold that Aveda, right, and the Mefarshim explain, and therefore you have to say that if he finds an Aveda, and it goes down in value, he's not Chayiv. He's not chayiv lahachris, and therefore it would be like any standard monetary case where you would be chayiv a pruta. We like katani gezel, katani yeshivas hadayanim. Levi says gezel, which is shavar pruta, and yeshivas hadayanim, which is shavar pruta. So why does he need two? Right, yeshivas hadayanim would be monetary value. So it's trichale. So Gemara says no, yeshivas hadayanim it's trichale that we needed to say it. Why lafukun derav katina to tell us not like Rav Katina, damar Rav Katina bezdin niskakin. Meaning, Rav Katina holds that Bezdin will convene even for less than a Shavar Pruta. So therefore, Levi felt compelled to specifically say that no, Shavuos Hadayanim Lafukim Rav Katina is only Bezdin only going to convene if it's a Shavar Pruta. Now the Gemara says, "Levi, my time aloy katani hekdesh." Well, in our Mishnah, we had hekdesh miila, right? That it's Shavar Pruta minimum. So why didn't Levi say that? Because Levi wasn't talking about kachim. Okay. Therefore, when we understand our Mishnah. Right, there's three that they have in common, which is going to be Gezel, Haidon, Kedushe, Isha. Our Mishnah is dealing with Hektish, so we're going to list Mi'ila. And our Mishnah is, the Tana of our Mishnah held that if you find an Aveda and it goes down, if when you found the Shavar Pruta, you're Chayim Lahachris, and therefore he felt compelled to mention it. And the Tana of the Levi held Yesh Aina Lepruta, so he put that in there. He wasn't dealing with Hekdeshes, and he held that Gezel and Aveda, that there is no special din by Aveda, that if it's Zol, you have to be Machris, so take out Aveda, it would be redundant. And instead, he put in Shavuos HaDayanim to say that he holds like Rav Katina, that Lafu came into Rav Katina, because Rav Katina held that Shavuos HaDayanim would convene on less than a Shavar Pruta, and Levi holds it would only be a Shavar Pruta. Now, we said that Tana Didan is dealing with Hekdesh, and therefore it said Shavar Pruta minimum for Me'ilah is a Shavar Pruta. Altana didan the kamari the kachim nisni meiser bepruta. So why don't we list meiser sheni as well? Like we know the minimum for meiser sheni is a pruta. So the Gemara says to tie it to previous sugyas, da amar ein b'chaim shay, right? Command da amar, the Tan of our Mishnah holds command da amar de ein b'chaim shay pruta. Okay, meaning that the minimum for meiser sheni has to really be five prutas, because the chaimish minimum is a pruta, okay? And velisni chaimish, okay, well, if the chaimish is minimum a pruta, so why don't you say chaimish shel meiser sheni? So velisni chaimish meiser bepruta. So the Gemara says, bekarna kamairi, bechaimish lekamairi. We're only dealing with karen, not chaimish, okay? And therefore, we're talking about minimum shiurim of money for things that are karen. Okay, masiv, gufa, I'm Rav Katina. So now, we mentioned, we brought in Rav Katina, the lady felt the need to list that Yeshivas HaDayanim is a pruta. La'afukim Rav Katina, who holds that Gufam Rav Katina Bezdin is kakum afilu pachas Shavar Pruta, that Bezdin would convene even for less than a Shavar Pruta. Masav Rabba, really? You're telling me that Bezdin would convene for less than a Shavar Pruta? Ve'is asher chotam en ha'kodesh yishalem. If someone steals from Hekdesh, yishalem, l'rabba is pachas mishavar pruta, lehi shavai, that less than a Shavar Pruta, you would have to pay back Hekdesh. Now, this is only for Lekodesh in Avla Hegyet Loi. You would only have to pay. It would only be a Barah Shavah. Otherwise, it's an automatic Bechila. So, how could you say you can convene a Bezdin for less than a Shavar Pruta if it's an automatic It's an automatic mechila. Ela yitmar hachi yitmar. Ah, this is what Rav Katina must have said. Amar Rav Katina, im huskuku bezdin l'shavaputa. Let's say bezdin, of course, bezdin only convene for a shavaputa. But let's say they convene for a shavaputa. That the counterclaim, the way Rashi explains it, im chazar hasheni v'tavai pachas mishavapruta kaidem sha'amdu bezdin misham niskakin lai. Right, so the claimant came in and was claiming a shavapruta. The counterclaim was for something less than a shavapruta. Since the case got started with a shavapruta, bezdin will actually listen to it since the case opened up with a shavapruta. Okay, ba'inam pruta. Why? Because afilu pachas mishavapruta tchilas din ba'inam pruta. That tchilas din ba'inam pruta beinan that it needs a pruta. Gemar din lai ba'inam pruta. Okay, and that is what Rav Katina really meant. Of course, no one holds that Bezdin would get convened for less than a Shavaputa because a Shavaputa is Bar HaShava. Now, we did mention in the previous Mishnah that Gezela, right, both, one of the things that both the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah and Levi held of was that Gezela, there's no Din HaShava Pachas Mishavaputa. Okay, where does that come from? So either some say, some mafarshim explain that it's halacha moshe mesinai, meaning that we have shiurin chatzitzen mitzitzen, okay, mechitzen, shiurin chatzitzen mechitzen are going to be one of the things that halacha moshe mesinai, like for instance, kizayis for isra achila. So too, the minimum shiur, it's halacha moshe mesinai, the minimum shiur of gezela is that gezela for hashava, meaning the minimum shiur for gezela is a Shavaputa, and therefore Hashava comes off the back of Gizela, the Heshavat Sagzela Asher Gazel, and therefore it also has to be, however, some hold that it has to do with Mechila, as we mentioned. Now, there could be many Daf Geminos, the Mechas Chinuch brings many Daf Geminos, that could, whether we say that it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that the minimum Shir is a Shavaputa, or whether we can say that it's because of Mechila. For instance, one is, let's say you stole from a Cheir Shirt of a Katan, it's not a Bar Mechila, that'll be one example, okay, or let's say you stole something and then it was Nisyaker Va'amar Al Pruta. So in regards to if you hold that it's mechila, so you're already meichel when it was already mechila when it's pachas b'shavapruta. But if it has to do with just standard shirim, well now it's a bar hashava because it's more than a shavapruta. Okay. However, so that is just in regards to the chiyav hashava. But the Rambam writes that there definitely is pachas b'shavapruta. There's definitely an iser. Okay, and the mefarshim explained that the makar from this is from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that even though there is mechila, there's tsar, and therefore it's usser to cause somebody to tsar. Meaning, so even though there's mechila on getting paid back, there is tsar, the person's meichel, but there is tsar, and therefore it's usser lechachila to steal pachas b'shavaputa. And others, however, learned that the makar for the Rambam is not because of that, but rather it's because of chatzi shir asu min ha-Torah, and that's a massive sugya, meaning that's a sugya like Rav Yochanan in the Gemara in Yuma, of chatzi shir asu min ha-Torah. But let's move on, again, continuing with the sugyas of Chaimesh, zok the Mishnah. Chamisha chaimshin heim. There are five categories of when you pay chaimish. The first one is actually going to consist of five, but they're all called truma. Ha'echal truma. If a person eats truma, again truma be shayge. So then you're going to have to pay keren be chaimish. Vitrumas meiser. If you eat trumas meiser, so that would be the truma that the levy takes off from the portion that he got from meiser rishon. That's a tenth of a tenth. Vitrumas meiser shel demai and trumas meiser shel demai. Meaning demai, we're not sure it was bought from an amah aretz. So you have to take trumas meiser for demai. You would pay a chaimish on that as well. Ba'achala, and if you're paid the chala, okay, if somebody ate chala by mistake, so you would pay, not paid the, but if somebody ate chala by mistake, they would pay a chaimish. Ba'bikurin, somebody ate bikurin by mistake. All these were supposed to be mum and chaimish, supposed to go to the kain. You would pay keren v'chaimish b'shegig meisav chaimish. Now all these five are in the category of truma, as Rashi goes through, that it says by mimenu trumas Hashem by chala torimu truma bikurim. Okay, trumas yadcha, that's bikurim. So again, we use these lashon. These are all bikurim, and that's what Rashi is coming to say. Bikurim and chala are a form of truma, and therefore that's all one category. We pay chaimish dahinu truma. Somebody who was paiden at the rabbi, and at the rabbi functions like Meister Sheni. That's fourth year fruits, right? The first 3 years is Arla, it's Asr. The fourth year, like Meister Sheni, you take it up to Yerushalayim. You could be paiden it onto money, just like Meister Sheni. So they're both in the category of Meister Sheni, and you have to add a chaymesh, right? So when, ha-paiden at the rabbi, Meister Sheni shalai, if it's your fruits, but somebody else's fruits, like we saw that other case we had a week or so ago, where the guy wanted to gift his fruits to someone else because he had money at home, right, to be paida, so that he wouldn't have to pay the chaimish. But if you're paida your own fruits, you pay a chaimish. A paida es hektei shoy, If a person is paid at his own hakdish, mice of chaimish, you are paid it back from hakdish, you're going to pay a chaimish. Hanena, so that's where we have truma, mice or sheni, and hakdish. Hanena, shabaputim, and a hakdish, that's mi'ilah, is going to pay a chaimish, mi'ilah. Bahad goizal, chaver, shabaputim, and ishbaloi, mice of chaimish. A person, right, is goizal, he's nishba, and then he is nishba, goizal nishba, he would pay, goizal nishba, vahoida, he is going to pay a shab, he's going to pay a chaimish. So those are the five chaimishin that we have. So now, Amar Rava, so we're trying to figure out in one of the five, the first of the five, which we said that you pay to be paid, if you oichel truma b'shege, you're going to pay a chaimish. So we said one of those instances was that trumas meiser shel demai, that if you ate trumas meiser shel demai, you're going to pay a chaimish. Okay? So the question is, Amar Rava kashle, the Rebbe Lazar, trumas meiser shel demai, why are you going to pay a chaimish on that? V'chi asu chachamim chizik l'debay. And the whole demai is midrabanan. It's a suffix. We don't know if they took off trumas and meisers, specifically meisers. V'chi asu chachamim chizik l'debayim kishel Torah. Did the Torah go ahead and enforce, when it came to demai, they're going to enforce the same din of the Torah. And I know the Torah said that when you eat truma b'shegeg, so you're going to pay a chaimish. So too, when you eat demai, which is only a din derabanan, you're going to pay a chaimish. Really, the chacham also chizuk the bam kishal tayra on the same as with the same severity as the tayra. So, before we get to the answer, Taisa says, "Yeah, we see this all the time. Don't we see all the time that the chachamim make zeras and they're going to enforce their rulings?" So Taisa says, "Yeah, they do it when it's preventative, meaning lasso siyug. But over here, this chaimish has nothing to do with this chaimish has to do with it's a din of eating truma, okay, and therefore." This is not a preventative, okay? So where do we see that when something, you know, it's biderek siyag, I understand that the chachamim go ahead and do that to make sure that you don't violate. But where do we see that in an instance like this, that it almost would be like punitive, that we make you pay the chaimish in a punitive situation? Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Hamani Rameyer, it's Rameyer, and the way Tosfos explains it's Rameyer, who holds that asu chachamim chizuk l'dibayim kishal Torah, even when it's punitive. Meaning, Rameir he de Amar, also Chacham Chizuk Devarim, Bishalter de Tanya. Where do we see this? The famous Gemara in Gittin, at the beginning of Gittin, I maybe get in Medina Sayyam. A Shliach brings a get, Medina Sayyam, Nostalon, he gives it over. He's supposed to say, Bafanai Nechta, Bafanai Nechta, and he doesn't say it. Velayim, Bafanai Nechta, Bafanai Nechta, Yoitzi Bavan, Mamzer de Rameir. Rameir holds that even though the Chachamim were the ones that instituted that you have to say, Bafanai Nechta, Bafanai Nechta, Rava, Rava, right, beginning of Gittin, still, if you don't do it, Yaitzi Bavad Mamzer, that's what Rameir says. The Chum in a Bavad Mamzer, the Chum hold of the Vazana Mamzer. Kate said, Yasa, what do you do if you want to make it right? So, yeah, Lenu Mimena, but Yachser be Lenu Labifineshinayim. So, according to what do you do if you want to do it right? So, according to the Rabbanon, meaning if she wants to get married off of this get, so you still need to give it in the proper way, so you have to just re give it to her. In Rameir, it's Ketza Yased before she gets married, right? Because otherwise, once she gets married, so then it's Yotzi Vavan Mamzer. So Ketza, according to the Rabbanon, it could be even if she got married, you have to re-give the get in the proper way. It's just a din standard in the Rabbanon. But according to our mayor, that we're going to make them into Mamzerim, so then you this would only work before they got married. Okay, so Ketza Yased, because if the lady already got married off of the get where the Shlichim handed it over and didn't say, B'fanei Nechtam, it's too late. Okay, we're going to consider that real znus and the vlad monster. Kitzah yasi yadlenu mimenu yachzer b'yitmenu b'fnishayim. You re-give it in front of two edim v'oimerla, and you say b'fanei nachta b'fanei nachtam. Okay, so you got to re-give it. Now, the Rameir, what's the Gemara asking? So we're saying Rameir is making mamzerim. Rameir, mishum d'loy amarla b'fanei nachta b'fanei nachtam. You didn't say dvarim, words that the Chachamim said you have to say. Yoytzi b'vlad monster in Rameir l'tamei d'amar Rav Amnuna mishmei d'ula oimer hayor Rameir. This is Rameir shita called v'shanim imatbeah shetavu Chachamim b'gitin. Anytime you're going to change the language of the Chachamim instituted when it comes to Gittin, yoytzi b'vlad monster. Okay, so we do see precedent. And what's the question? The question was why by if you ate the truma of demai. If you went ahead and you ate that b'shegeg, that we're going to make you pay a chaimish, and the whole demai is a din derabanan, where do we see that derabanan mamish enforced kishel Torah in a situation like this, meaning where it's not siyag, it's not preventing, but rather it's almost punitive? We see it that the chachamim were also chizuk l'dibrehem kishel Torah, that when a shliach brings a get and fails to say v'fanenachem, we're going to make the vladim mamzer. So we'll stop here, really in the middle of the sugya. Tomorrow we're going to have some other kashas on this din of v'chi also chacham chizuk dverim yoshem mishal tera. But just to quickly summarize, so we're finishing up the sugya. Rabbi Shulam Aleidi hektish only on hektish rishon you pay chaimish and not on hektish sheni. And we ended up bringing another pasuk specific to v'behema hatemeya. That we wanted originally, we thought that the only time you're going to pay chaimish on hektish, being paid to hektish, if it's like a behemoth tmeya, and we had two things that it's tchilas hektish because it can't be seif hektish mizbeach, which ended up creating a problem because it could be emtza kodesh, could be somewhere in between. I understand you can't bring a behemoth tmeya on the mizbeach, okay, and one other property, and we ended up saying that how do we learn it from the pasuk? It's v'im behema hatmeya like ha'oila oila rishain that you only pay a chaimish on hektish rishon, when you play the hektish rishon, something that was original hektish, made into hektish al yidei someone's dibur, they made it into hektish, and then you come to be played that hektish rishon. And we had a tiny kavasa der shulman lady, we saw it also as well, that in the, if you swap a talis or a para for a talis or a para of hektish, okay, then hektish yad hektish al yayna, but we did say that only hektish rishon would be subject to chaimish. Okay, then we got into the Mishnah of discussing prutais, that there were five different prutais. The Gemara said, the Mishnah said, the Mishnah brought in oina is dalad kesef, okay, and we talked about tainish de kesef, hoida shava pruta, which was really the precursor. We wanted to discuss chamish prutais, that those were all not chidushim, we mentioned it, and we said that there were five prutais, okay, we had hoida, isha miskadeshes, and mi'ila, mitzia, and gezel, right, those were the five. And Rav Kahana said that our Mishnah holds Einana le prutais, okay, and therefore it did not mention Aina. Levi, who does hold Aina, when he listed the five, he listed Aina le prutais. He also listed Yeshivas Adayanim to tell me not like Rav Katina, which we ended up modifying that Rav Katina holds that the counterclaim. Of course, everybody would agree that you wouldn't convene a bezdin to. For less than a Shavarputa, but a counterclaim, once you already convene the Bezin for Shavarputa, could be less than a Shavarputa, and Bezin will hear it. The other thing that Levi had said was he did not break out Aveda into a separate category because he did not hold of the din that if when you find it and it goes down, that you still have to return it, okay? And therefore, he didn't need to break it out like the Tana of our Mishnah did, broke out Gezel and Aveda. Okay, the Tana of our Mishnah, one that he did list was Mi'ila, right, and Levi didn't list it because he wasn't dealing with Hekdeshes, and even though the Tana was dealing with Hekdeshes, he didn't mention Meiser because Meiser Sheni is going like the Tana, meaning the minimum for Meiser Sheni is a Pruta, because he's holding that the minimum of Meiser Sheni is that the Chaimish is a Pruta, so it has to be five Prutas, so it wouldn't be in the category. He's not listing Chaimishin, okay? And then we discussed there are five categories of Chaimish, Truma, Meiser, Pedias Hekdesh, Mi'ila Behekdesh, Gezel V'Nishba. Now, in discussing Truma, we said Truma's Meiser Shel Demai was one of the examples, and the Kasha that was asked, Shmuel asked, the Kasha that Rabbi Lazar asked, and Shmuel ended up answering was, V'chich Asu Chachamim Chizik L'Dabem Kishal Torah, that they enforce it to make you pay a Chaimish on eating the Truma's Meiser of Demai? Okay, would you have to go ahead and the Truma's Meiser, right? So again, Demai has Meiser, there is no demai on Truma, so but there is demai on Meiser, the Chamom or Geyser because of the Meiser, and therefore subsequently there would be demai on Truma's Meiser. And if a person ate the Truma's Meiser of demai, then he would have to pay the Chaimish. Okay, that's what we're saying, you'd have to pay a Chaimish if he ate it b'shegeg. I v'chicha asu chachamom chazuk v'dvein kishal tera. And we're answered, yes, we see from b'fanei nechtav, that when it can't call Mishan and Adeh to Tabuch Chachamim v'gitin, Yotzi b'alban mamzer, according to our mayor, and yes, in fact, we would enforce it.